The Reins of Responsibility and Leadership, President Joseph Fielding Smith, Joseph Fielding Smith, Conference Report, April 1970, pages 113-114. My beloved brethren and sisters, I stand before you today in humility and in thanksgiving, grateful for the blessings which the Lord has poured out upon me, upon my family, upon you, and upon all His people. I know we are engaged in the work of the Lord and that He raises up men to do His work in every time and age of the earth's history. Reins of Responsibility. As a church and as a people, we have been greatly blessed for many years by the inspired leadership, the great spiritual insight, and the firm hand of President David O. McKay. Now that his valiant work here is finished and he has been called home to serve in other ways, the Lord has given the reins of responsibility and leadership in His earthly kingdom to others of us who remain. And since we know the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save He shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which He commandeth them, we are most humbly confident that under His guidance and direction this work will continue to prosper, Christ at the head. I desire to say that no man of himself can lead this church. It is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is at the head. The church bears His name, has His priesthood, administers His gospel, preaches His doctrine, and does His work. He chooses men and calls them to be instruments in His hands to accomplish His purposes, and He guides and directs them in their labors. But men are only instruments in the Lord's hands, and the honor and glory for all that His servants accomplishes and should be ascribed unto Him forever. If this were the work of man, it would fail, but it is the work of the Lord, and He does not fail. And we have the assurance that if we keep the commandments and are valiant in the testimony of Jesus and are true to every trust, the Lord will guide and direct us and His church in the path of righteousness, for the accomplishment of all His purposes. Our faith is centered in the Lord Jesus Christ, and through Him in the Father. We believe in Christ, accept Him as the Son of God, and have taken His name upon us in the waters of baptism, and are His sons and His daughters by adoption, sure knowledge of truth. I rejoice in the work of the Lord and glory in the sure knowledge I have in my soul of its truth and divinity. With all my heart I bear witness that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that He called the prophet Joseph Smith to stand at the head of this dispensation and to organize again on earth the church and kingdom of God, and that the work in which we are engaged is true. When my father, President Joseph F. Smith, was called to serve as the sixth president of the church, he expressed gratitude for his devoted counselors and declared his intention to counsel with them in all matters pertaining to the church, that there might be a oneness and unity among the brethren and before the Lord. Confidence in counselors. Now may I say that I have complete confidence in my counselors. They are men of God who are guided by the inspiration of heaven. They enjoy the gift and power of the Holy Ghost and have no desires other than to further the interests of the church and to bless all our Father's children, and perfect the work of the Lord on earth. President Harold B. Lee is a pillar of truth and righteousness, a true seer who has great spiritual strength and insight and wisdom, and whose knowledge and understanding of the church and its needs is not surpassed by any man. President N. Eldon Tanner is a man of like caliber, of perfect integrity, of devotion to the truth, who is endowed with that administrative ability and spiritual capacity which enables him to lead in counsel and direct aright, strength of general authorities. And what I say about President Lee and President Tanner applies also to the Quorum of the Twelve and the other general authorities. They are men of God. I am grateful that the Lord raises up men with the strength and power these brethren possess, and He calls and prepares them to stand in places of leadership in His church. There is no work on earth as important as the work of the Lord, and there are no positions of service and responsibility as far-reaching in their effect upon our Father's children. And it is my prayer that all of us, working together as true brothers and sisters in the Lord's kingdom, may so labor as to accomplish the great work that lies ahead. Cooperation with good men. We live in a time when the spirit of love and harmony is increasing among people of many faiths, and we join with men of goodwill in all churches in expressing love and concern for the temporal and spiritual well-being of all our Father's children. We are pleased to cooperate with sincere and good men and women everywhere in all matters for the advancement and betterment of our fellow men. For we acknowledge all men as children of God and as brothers and sisters in the family of mankind. Blessing. May our eternal Father pour out His blessings upon all the works of His hands, and bless parents with insight and inspiration in teaching their children, and bless our children, and young people, to seek and accept counsel and keep the commandments, and bless all the officers and teachers and members of our Father's church so they may serve Him in righteousness, faithfully, and effectively. And bless the world and all men everywhere that they may turn to Him in righteousness, and find peace, happiness, and purpose in life, all of which I ask, humbly and gratefully, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.